Amen. Couldn't do any better than to repeat the words of St. Paul that he wrote to the Romans that we read early this morning. To all you in Huntington Beach who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God calls you saints, and saints you are. Thanks be to God. We read in our Old Testament lesson, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." If you read a little bit before that verse at the beginning of chapter 7, and even go back a little bit further, this is the backstory of this wonderful proclamation of Isaiah. King Ahaz, the king of Judah, was nervous. He actually was a little bit more than nervous. He literally, as Isaiah writes, was shaking like leaves blowing in the wind. His enemies to the north, Syria, and the northern kingdom of Israel, they had forged an alliance and were planning an attack against the southern kingdom. And the southern kingdom, Judah, was on high alert. The people, along with the king, were in panic. And King Ahaz was busy inspecting the aqueduct to the city, because after all, when it comes to war or national security, water is everything. And he was even entertaining the idea of cutting a deal with Egypt, making his own alliance, because you just can't beat those Egyptian horses and chariots. So the Lord sent the prophet Isaiah to reassure troubled King Ahaz. And his message was very simple and direct. He says, don't worry, don't do anything. Be quiet, listen, and trust. Those two kings you're worrying about, they're nothing. They're like a couple of smoldering stumps ready to be snuffed out. In fact, within 65 years, the northern kingdom will be broken to pieces. So don't be afraid. Trust the Lord. That was God's word to King Ahaz. And Isaiah even offers a sign to the king. Ask a sign from the Lord your God. Make it as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. Go ahead, Ahaz. Ask and the Lord will give you a sign. He'll show you. But Ahaz refused. He wanted neither a sign nor a word. And yet Isaiah gives him a sign anyways. Behold, listen, the young woman is conceiving and bearing a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, I read it that way because in the Hebrew, it could easily and naturally be understood in this way. And that's probably how King Ahaz heard this word from Isaiah. In other words, what Isaiah was promising Ahaz, the sign, was this. In the time it takes for a young woman to conceive and bear a son, 9 months, you will know that Emmanuel, God is with us. 9 months. That's it, Ahaz. Don't do anything for 9 months and you will see that God is with us. And in the 12 short years before Emmanuel, this boy, knows the difference between good and evil, those two kings who you worry so much about will be gone. So trust, O king, and hear the word of the Lord, and trust. That's the word that Isaiah gave to Ahaz. But Ahaz didn't trust. He didn't believe. Matter of fact, he engineered his own salvation plan, and guess what? Yep, it failed. He refused the sign of Emmanuel, God with us, and he got exactly the opposite. If you reject God's salvation, there's only one alternative. Isaiah and his wife would have a son shortly thereafter, but they didn't name him Emmanuel, God with us. Get this. His name was Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Try that one. Which means the spoil seeds, the destruction hastens. In other words, your destruction, Ahaz, is at hand. Emmanuel, if you refuse him, this is what you wind up with. Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Refuse salvation and condemnation, my friends, is all that's left. And then the word of the Lord, spoken through the prophet Isaiah, sat quietly like a seed buried in the soil of history. For 700 years, it lay there silently planted, waiting for the fullness of time, the perfect moment. When the stump of David's family tree would sprout a righteous shoot. The word of the Lord came to a young woman named Mary in Nazareth, who was in the process of getting married to a man named Joseph, and she was a virgin. Their marriage had not yet been consummated, and now she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit and the Word. With God, nothing is impossible. A virgin conceives a son. God is with us. Emmanuel. So the word to Ahaz through Isaiah now takes its fullest meaning, its fulfillment. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God is with us. He is the one with us, and He's also one of us. He became one with us by way of a virgin mother. I mean, Eve heard the promise in her virginity that through her seed would come a promised one who would crush the head of the liar, the serpent who deceived her. And now Mary, in her virginity, hears the word that fulfills all things. You will be with child by the Holy Spirit, and his name will be Emmanuel, God is with us. Now look at Mary and Joseph weren't scientific people like we are today. They didn't take biology 101 in school. They didn't know about all the intricacies of reproductive biology that we know today. But they did know a thing or two about biology when it comes to how babies were conceived. You don't need a degree in molecular biology to figure that out. And so Mary didn't believe it at first, that she was pregnant. She asked, "How can this be? For I haven't slept with a man." She knew virgins didn't conceive, right? And Joseph did too. He knew that virgins don't conceive. So you can only imagine what was going through his mind, right? When he heard the news from Mary. And what a conversation that must have been. Joseph didn't believe her at first, right? He wanted to call the marriage off. But he was a good and decent man. And instead of exposing her to public shame, he planned to divorce her privately, quietly, so that she could go and marry the father of her child. But then the word of the Lord came to Joseph. It's always the word of God coming, right? To Ahaz, then to Mary, now to Joseph. The power is in the word of God to create, to destroy, to save. The word of the gospel, Paul writes, is the power of God for salvation. And this word comes to Joseph in a dream. An angel in a dream says to Joseph what Isaiah once said to King Ahaz. Don't be afraid. It's okay. Don't be afraid to take Mary into your home as your wife. Things are not as they appear. Her child is not from another man, but from the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you, and as his surrogate father, will be the father, and you will call him Yeshua, Jesus, which means God saves, for he will save his people from their sins. And Matthew then adds this verse, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." So the prophecy now is sharpened and focused and made very clear. Not simply now meaning young woman, but specifically virgin, and now not the single pronoun she, but the plural they. They shall call him Emmanuel. God is with us. My friends, there's two great miracles in this Christmas story. The first, of course, is that a virgin conceives. It's biologically impossible. We know that. But with God, nothing is impossible. And the second is that Joseph actually believed it. That, my dear friends, is the miracle of faith. Joseph heard the word, and the word worked faith, and it worked the obedience of faith. And unlike King Ahaz, Joseph didn't reject the sign, but he received it. He took Mary to be his lawfully wedded wife. And he didn't consummate the marriage until that was legally required until she had given birth to her son. And he called his name Jesus, as he was told. Joseph heard, he believed, and out of faith he obeyed. He did what the Lord asked of him. And that wouldn't be the last time that Joseph did this. Read on in Matthew, and remember, he flees to Egypt to escape Herod on account of a what? A dream. He returns to Israel and settles in Nazareth because of a dream. And if I'm Joseph, I'd be afraid to go to sleep at night at this point. At each point, the word of God comes to Joseph, and he's inconvenienced and challenged and tested. And what does he do? He quietly and faithfully obeys. In fact, do you know that there's not one single word from Joseph recorded in the scriptures? It's like as James says, "I will show you my faith by what? My works, what I do." Joseph shows his faith by what he does. He's a man full of faith by word and spirit, and so he's faithful. Joseph knew enough about biology to know that virgins don't conceive. And while God had a track record of intervening with childless couples such as Abraham and Sarah, more recently Zechariah and Elizabeth, God never, ever pulled something like this off. A virgin conceiving and bearing a son. And so perhaps Joseph had a few of those why me moments, and that afflict you and I, the faithful, when the word interferes with our comfortable lives and leads us in directions normally we'd never choose for ourselves. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, think of faithful Joseph the next time you're inconvenienced because of your faith, or the next time you're called by the word outside of your comfort zone, or the next time you doubt the power of the Word of God to do what it promises to do, like that baptism now saves you, or that the Lord's Supper actually is the body and blood of our Lord, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, or that the gospel is God's power for salvation. Think of Joseph, the husband of a pregnant virgin, a man of faith who believed the impossible and by faith did what was given to him to do. What St. Paul calls the obedience of faith. Without saying so much as a word, think of Joseph, the silent, quiet, surrogate father of Jesus. This is the word that creates and enlivens faith. The faith of Mary, of Joseph, the faith of you and me. This is the word that became flesh in the womb of a virgin to embrace your and my humanity from conception to death, literally from the womb to the tomb. God is with us, working in us the power of His salvation to raise us up from the dead and seat us in glory at the right hand of the Father. That's what faith does. That's what God's power of salvation does for you and for me. And this is the backstory of Christmas. The prophetic word is fulfilled. A virgin conceives by word. A troubled husband is consoled by the word and believes it. It's the story of a promise-keeping, salvation-winning, gift-giving God who is bound and determined to do exactly what He promises, to save you, to save His people from our sins, completely forgiving and washing us clean. And we don't deserve it. Gracious Lord, grant us the faith of faithful Joseph, who heard the word and believed the impossible, that a virgin conceived, that the word became flesh, that sinners are justified by faith for Jesus' sake. And like believing Joseph, may we by faith, my friends, quietly and faithfully obey His word. In the name of Jesus, amen.